God's love for you goes on and on. When other hearts have failed, this love forgave from Calvary's cross, where that love was made. But you must believe He wants the best for you, though your prayers have yet to show. Let your heart be strong and your faith arise, as I give you what I know.
Praise God. Praise God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning. Good morning to the Instagram. And I can say that with such confidence. You see, for a whole year, I was talking about change. And nobody can tell anybody how God is going to bring about change except he tells you. And he doesn't reveal the whole or the end of the matter to anybody. Because if he did, it wouldn't be walking by faith, would it? And we're called to walk by faith and not by sight. So what I want to share with you this morning, the message is really short and the message is really simple. God always, always keeps his promises. Mm-hmm. God never retracts them. And if he makes a promise, it's already fulfilled before he even reveals it. And so he just wanted me to remind you of something this morning. And he wanted me to remind you that you are his change agent that he has placed on this earth. He wanted me to remind you that your prayers for your friends, for your family, and for your loved ones change everything. In case some of you have forgotten, he wanted me to bring back to your remembrance that you are the answer to someone else's prayer. And he wanted me to remind me this morning, to remind you, that your life makes a difference. All right? He wanted me to remind you that through you, Psalm 107:20 is answered here on earth for someone else. Psalm 107:20, he sent his word, Jesus, and healed them and delivered them, us, from their destructions. You see, I had to pray for somebody yesterday, and I have a lot of stuff going on right now. But I knew God was going to heal this person because I know I'm a change agent. And so the Holy Spirit kind of arrested me and said, like, now you got some work to do here. And the Holy Spirit quoted scripture to me. And the scripture that the Holy Spirit quoted to me and the words the Holy Spirit quoted to me were this. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and for his wonderful deeds to mankind. And then the Holy Spirit reminded me that you and I, and I'm always saying this to other people. As a matter of fact, I said to somebody this week, Don't be so spiritual that you know earthly good. I didn't have the pleasure of coming up with that. Dr. Oral Roberts used to say that a lot. But you and I live real lives. And following Jesus, us following Jesus, is about living in a real world. But like the Holy Spirit was showing me, it's a different world from all those you see and hear about in the media. The Holy Spirit said in that still small voice of God that I only hear that voice not too often. But it blessed me because the Holy Spirit said, you have an ever-present shepherd. You have an ever-present shepherd. See, God doesn't talk to me in long. Sometimes he does, but he always gives me those few words that just make sense when I go and look them up. You have an ever-present shepherd. So, Erica, remember, take hold on the word of the Lord that you have hidden in your heart. He said, you've always had some difficult moments of fighting with those spirits. The Holy Spirit said, but those spirits come and try you, and their purpose in that moment is to try to steal your faith. I said, okay. But the Holy Spirit said, your job is to stand. Your job is to stand in the Lord Jesus Christ and remember what Joseph said after he went through all those difficulties. Joseph told his brothers after their restoration, after their whole family was reunited, he said, you meant it. I need to look it up. Because the only thing I keep hearing is posterity. You meant it for harm or evil. You know, after what his brothers did to him. But he said God meant it for posterity. So that others, a lot of others, remember? At the famine, God had already given Joseph the plan. And Joseph interpreted the dream for Pharaoh, which was the plan of God that God had given Joseph. And the Holy Spirit said, that's what life is, Erica, a journey. Your life is a journey with Jesus. And it requires you to fight the good fight of faith. But the Holy Spirit, this is the first time the Holy Spirit ever said, but God, your Father, wants you to always understand and know. And I had heard this, I don't remember who, that victory is always on the other side of a fight. And you know what the Holy Spirit left me with? I'm about to share it with you. Just four words. The Holy Spirit left me with four words. I'm waiting for this great big revelation. And the Holy Spirit didn't give me but four words. Put this in the chat room. The Holy Spirit said, give thanks unto God. That was it. give thanks. But do you know how rich that is? Do you know how deep that is? Give thanks unto God. So I said, I will do just that. If you care to join me this morning, I'm going to give thanks to God in the way that I know how, in a way that I know he will receive. 1 Chronicles 16:8. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. 1 Chronicles 16:34. 2 Samuel 22:50. Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. 1 Chronicles 16:8. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. 1 Chronicles 16:8. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. And you know, you guys know I don't sing. But me and Brother Joe used to sing this song. And we learned this song at Pastor Billy Shear Church. Deliverance, was it Temple or Tabernacle? Okay, what was the name of Pastor Shear Church? Deliverance Tabernacle?
Center.
Deliverance Center, that's what it was. And if you will excuse my voice, but I just got to do this. Remember now, I'm tone deaf, I sing in E-flat. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, good, good. His mercy's everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Yes! So I start singing that song. For he is good, good, good. His mercy's everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. His mercy endured forever. His truth endured to all generations. 1 Chronicles 16:35. And say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. Brothers and sisters, 1 Chronicles 16:41, it talks about some Old Testament names here, but it says, and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name, to give thanks to the Lord, because his mercy endured forever. 1 Chronicles 25:3, same thing. This prophet prophesied with a heart to give thanks and to praise the Lord. 2 Chronicles 31:2, talking about Hezekiah, appointed the courses of the priests and the Levites after their courses, every man according to his service, the priests and the Levites for burnt offerings and for peace offerings to minister and to give thanks and to praise in the gates of the tents of the Lord. Nehemiah 12:24, brothers and sisters, to praise and to give thanks according to the commandment of David, the man of God, over against. Psalm Psalm 6:5, for in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? Psalm 18:49, therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Psalm 30:4, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Psalm 30:12, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Psalm 35:18, I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Psalm 75:1. Let me see here. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. Psalm 79:13. So we, thy people and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Psalm 97:12. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Psalm 105:1. O give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Psalm 106:1. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 106:47. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph in thy praise. Psalm 107:1. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 118:1. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 118:29. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 119:62. At midnight I will raise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. Psalm 122:4. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 136:1. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 136:2. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 136:3. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 136:26. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 140:13. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. Mark 14:23. And Jesus took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. Luke 22:19. And he took bread, and he gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. John 6:11. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. John 6:23. Howbeit there came other boats from Tiberias, nigh unto the place where they did eat bread. After that, the Lord had given thanks. Romans 14:6. He that regardeth the day, regardeth it unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks. Hallelujah. Romans 16:4. Who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. 1 Corinthians 10:30. For if I by grace be a partaker, why am I evil spoken of for that for which I give thanks? Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 11:24. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. 1 Corinthians 14:17. For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 1:11. Ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. Ephesians 1:16. Cease not to give thanks. Paul was saying, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Colossians 1:3. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. 1 Thessalonians 1:2. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 2 Thessalonians 2:13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Revelations 4:9. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever. Revelation 11:17, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. Brothers and sisters, you're going to see a few little changes. Prayerfully, they for the good and the better. And prayerfully, they are accepted with thanksgiving. Brothers and sisters, because God has been so merciful and good to me. That song used to say, He done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. But I can certainly give thanks. And I can certainly remind you that God has called you to be a change agent. God has placed you on this earth for that purpose. You are the answer to someone else's prayer. Through you, God desires to make a difference for somebody else. He sent his word, Jesus, and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. And Jesus sent you, because our God is a sending God. Jesus sent you to deliver them and heal them from all of their destructions. Remember, Jesus saves, Jesus delivers, and Jesus heals. This is Erica Joseph Shepherd with the Tailline Ministry. Transformative, extensive, deliverance, healing, miracles happen here. The home of Jesus Believers Church at 508 Sheridan Avenue in Dalton, Georgia. Our voicemail number is 1-877-795-7110. My email is jesussavesdeliversheals@outlook.com. It is my pleasure. It is my pleasure to bring you transformative, extensive deliverance, healing, miracles. Blessings. I'll see you tomorrow.